Mayor Dominic Sarno first called for a moratorium on refugee resettlements in Springfield 10 months ago, but then backed off amid criticism from social service providers and advocates for immigrants. Sarno said his office recently learned that up to 70 refugees will be settled in Springfield in the coming year.
No mas. What we have, I want to help. That's in my nature. That's in my DNA. But you just can't keep giving me an equation that's going to fail. That's going to fail for these refugees, too.
Sarno made his concerns known in letters he sent late last week to Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal of Springfield, U.S. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Edward Markey, and Governor Deval Patrick.
I feel for these refugees. I want to help. But enough is enough. You just can't keep concentrating poverty on top of poverty.
Sarno, speaking with reporters Monday, harshly criticized the refugee resettlement system where the U.S. State Department contracts with local social service agencies to secure housing and other support for refugees from places such as Somalia and Iraq.
To have an agency get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars, and track these refugees for 8 months? 8 months? A transition where they've come from war-torn countries to something they'd never seen before in their life is unacceptable. And there is no coldness in my heart.
After their time with the social service agencies end, refugees can fall victim to unscrupulous landlords, a problem acknowledged last year by refugee advocates. Springfield housing officials had to move 11 refugee families out of condemned apartments this year. Last month, a Somali family with 12 children was discovered by city inspectors living in a roach-infested apartment with no electricity.
I'm looking for a moratorium. Let us help what we have right now. Isn't that fair to the refugees? I don't think sometimes you hear on the other side of the story, refugees who have come to me and families, the students reach out saying, we can't get a hold of any of these people in these agencies.
Sarno's call last year for a moratorium on refugee resettlements led to a series of meetings between his administration and representatives of social service agencies. But the mayor said there has been no progress on the issues he raised last summer. Sarno and Congressman Neal spoke briefly at an event the two attended Monday morning, and Neal said he would follow up after reading the mayor's letter.
He has some very serious concerns that I think need to be acknowledged. After all, he's the duly elected executive here in the city, and if people are living in substandard units and there has been promised assistance that has not materialized, I think clearly the housing department and code enforcement are very important parts of that. And so I think hearing what the mayor has to say is going to be very important.
Neal said he would also seek an explanation from the social service agencies that have government contracts to resettle refugees.
And I think that you cannot for one moment argue for resettlement without making sure that there is sufficient follow-up in terms of social services, and the idea that just dropping them in a neighborhood in perhaps multifamily housing that is not up to standard does them no service either.
The official in charge of refugee resettlement for the Jewish Family Services of Western Massachusetts did not return a call seeking comment. The Western Massachusetts Refugee and Immigration Consortium said there are more than 10,000 refugees from more than 25 countries living in Western Massachusetts. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.